Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pigskin Nation. It's great of you to join us. Divisional round, baby. That's where we are in the playoffs. We are in the divisional round, baby. So let's get right to the phones. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sweet Lou from Brooklyn. Also joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the United World Champion, President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood, Tony T. Most definitely, we're about to dissect the picks from last playoff. Let's go to Sweet Lou. We're gonna do exactly as I say, Sweet Lou. Exactly
okay,
as I say. Good. Not what you feel like, but as I say.
Right.
Sweet Lou, we are going to do the New York Minute. So give it to
all
us,
right,
brother.
Yeah,
what's going on?
New York Minute. Well, it's not much, really, except for the Giants hiring somebody. What was his name? The guy they got from the New Orleans Saints. He was their quarterback. Quarterback coach. I was just saying, I had it here right in front of me, and I smoked, and this is what happens. Wait. Right? I usually don't fumble when I'm doing it now, right? So that's it. The Giants, and they're saying that he's too strict of a coach, the coach of the Giants, and he has to ease it up. But the Giants hired a running back coach and a player performance director. Joel Thomas is leaving behind Alvin Kamara because this guy was, and he's going to possibly be coaching Barkley. Kamara is great. The Giants on Tuesday hired Thomas as their running back coach, a lateral move for an assistant who spent the last 9 seasons in that role for the Saints, and now he's with the Giants.
So Joel Thomas from what was he, the Cardinals, you said?
No, Saints.
From the
Saints.
Okay, he's now
he was the guy
running backs coach.
With Alvin Kamara's coach, right. Now he's going to be Saquon Barkley's coach, if Barkley signs. And, you know, the Giants play hardball with that guy, he signed for just 1 year. Now he's a free agent, Saquon.
So they also hired the offensive line coach from the Raiders.
Yeah. Yep.
Carmen Brasillo. And, I mean, let me tell you, that guy's going to have his hands full, man, because the fucking Giants offensive line has been notoriously bad for several years now. Am I right, Sweet Lou?
Yeah. That's why they may go for that offensive lineman. That's in the draft. He's going to go in the top 6 or 7, this guy. He's supposed to be one of them generation. Yeah. Look at, what's his name? Kelsey retired on the Eagles, right? He was there his whole career. He was crying the last game they lost. He was hugging everybody. He's retiring, yep. Not Kelsey's brother. The guy on Kansas City's brother.
Yeah, Jason, the original.
Yeah, right.
The original Kelsey.
Right, right.
Yeah, let's get that straight. He's the original Kelsey.
Yeah.
The other guy's the little brother.
When he first came in the league, they said he was too small, and he wound up being one of the best. He's going to be
right
in the
on.
Hall of Fame, they said.
Right on.
Yep.
Let's go to Hollywood. What's going on in the Mile High report, Hollywood?
Mile High report. There's still talk about Russell Wilson being traded around. The number 12, the Denver Broncos have the number 12 in the draft, 12th pick. I don't think there's going to be a quarterback available by 12, but who knows? The draft capital, they're like $26 million over the cap, so they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do and how, because they might not even be able to pay somebody a first-rounder. So maybe they could trade the first-round pick for get a quarterback next year somewhere in the top pick or something like that. Like, because that would be the thing.
They would have to trade up and give a couple of
picks. I think that since they have no capital, they're just going to keep Russell Wilson, and maybe they draft a young quarterback in free agency or something like that.
Yeah, if there's one available at 12.
Yeah, just to learn under Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's going to start next season, and they'll get him an O-line, and then they'll just teach the kid how to just be taller, which, I mean, I guess apparently you can teach as long as they get that.
He's been in the league.
Exactly. How do you teach being tall? Russell Wilson's a pint. He's a pipsqueak, a toothpick. He's a pint-sized
and
vanilla
he's been
midget.
In the league years.
He's a chocolate midget. He's a chocolate midget, not a vanilla midget. He's a pint-sized twerp.
He's been in the league so many years. And he hasn't done shit, man. I mean, everybody knows what he is. He's just an all right, good quarterback. But he ain't no playoff winner or Super Bowl winner.
That's my
opinion.
I hate them.
Also this Saturday night, Revolutionary, the United Wrestling Alliance, will be doing our podcast right here on the World Generation Podcast Network at 7 p.m. Mountain. I have like three huge announcements and a couple signings. And almost everybody from the United Wrestling Alliance is going to be there, and it's just going to be amazing. So tune in. And that's the Mile High Report.
All right.
The Mile High Report, right on.
The State of Texas Report coming up. Right.
Yeah. I like that transition music there. Hey, let's go to Texas Report. Dallas Cowboys. Out of the playoffs.
Wow,
baby.
Man, what a disappointing And the people were booing the shit out of them. Good.
I mean, let me tell you, man, I can't say that I didn't see it coming. I actually even thought about it before it happened. And I was like, man, the only thing that can beat the fucking Cowboys is themselves. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. But credit to fucking – but wait, credit to fucking Jordan Love, his post-game interview is fucking phenomenal. He came out and he said that they had a plan, that they were going to go out there and dominate, and that's exactly what they did, man. They fucking dominated that game on all angles, all aspects, everything. Beat the shit out of the Cowboys.
That was an important game for that Dallas team because they
Cowboys took a big shit out there. Tell them about it. Took a big shit out there.
That's right.
And it was just fucking awful, man.
No one's
just
gonna want. Nobody good is gonna want to work for Jones and his son because they're too hands-on. They have to go through them for trades, everything. They're at practice. No good coach is gonna want to go to that fucking team, man.
And people are fucking saying, you know, they had been saying about Dan Quinn and he's gonna be the coach of the fucking of the Seahawks, and this is after that fucking showing. They made no adjustments at all. They got fucking Jordan Love fucking picked them apart the whole fucking game. No adjustments
Jordan Love
for Dan Quinn.
Like Aaron
he looked
Rodgers.
Like the fucking coach of the Atlanta Falcons who
up?
Lost
he's
that 25
lead.
That's what he
like
fucking
Aaron
looked like.
Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers
still got.
He broke him in the first year. He was with him all the time. The quarterback.
He's a fucking choke artist, man, just like he did when he was at fucking Atlanta. What
the Texans better make it. They better make it, otherwise Texas is going to be looked down upon.
If Texas wins,
let me tell you, man,
that'll be a big, big, big upset, man. Ooh.
So anyway, breaking news, Do I have breaking news here? I believe I do. This has got to be breaking news. I'm pretty sure you guys didn't see this shit.
Right. What is it?
Breaking news. We have news on the Dallas Cowboys, actually, because it has been determined that they are indeed going to keep
the Colts.
The fucking Colts, man. Dear God.
Why would they do
you
this?
You fucking believe this shit? They're going to keep this fucking piece of shit fucking Colts?
That's Jerry Jones, man. He gets to like the Colts too much. Man, I don't like Jerry Jones, man, really. I think it was his decision.
Really? He looked like a fucking disheveled fucking old man.
Right. That coach, I think he wanted to quit, man.
I mean, I was thinking to myself, dear God, let's get Sweet Lou up in this motherfucker.
I disagree with both of you. I really enjoyed Indiana Jones.
I don't want...
Hey, but in Texas... Texans news, all right, let's get to the Texans. Here's the thing, man. That fucking D'Amico Ryans, man, that coach, there's a video of him out there on Twitter. I'm sorry, on X, formerly known as Twitter, of him talking about telling that guy Christian Harris, basically gave him the script, told him to he's going to back up to throw the ball, Flacco, And for him to just fucking run right in front of that ball, and he's going to get it and take it back. And sure enough, that's exactly what fucking happened. He told him to go fucking do that, and that's exactly what he did.
Joe Flacco looked like crap that game, and he played so good the games before that. He had one more win. He would have had the record for most playoff wins outside
Sweet Lou. But, man, are you guys forgetting? This motherfucker, D'Amico Ryans, was the defensive coordinator of the fucking San Francisco 49ers last year.
Yeah, and they
the year before
defense.
Last. And they had great defenses.
That's why they're at right now. That's why they fired Salah, because he was on the same squad that you're talking about. That's why they hired him as a coach.
These are all Shanahan guys.
Yep. And that's when they were good, like now.
Yeah, so moving on. So, yeah, that was great. And also another thing, NBC, you know, if you guys watch the game, C.J. Stroud gave thanks to the Lord, Jesus Almighty, Jesus Christ, his Lord and Savior, he said.
I love that, man.
But NBC, on the clip that they show, on Twitter and everywhere else,
so
they took that part completely out.
They all are Christians. You ever see what they wear when they play across? All of them.
NBC took that out. So I believe they will be talking about that this weekend on the
Religion.
Full Tilt Boogie
This ain't fucking
show.
Russian, man.
And but I don't know. NBC seems to think it is, but I digress.
Well,
let's
they can
move
kiss
along.
My left nut. That's right.
Results? Let's go to results.
Let me move along, baby.
I got another thing. They said, the Bills coach said, the team for now is still scheduled to practice on Wednesday and Thursday while monitoring a forecast that projects a lake effect storm dumping nearly 2 feet of snow on Buffalo region. The Bills will host the Chiefs for the divisional round on Sunday night. And they're worried about another blizzard, man. They had to, like, postpone the games a day.
So did you guys agree with the postponement of this game last Sunday?
Yeah, they were buried, man. You know, $20 an hour.
There
was thousands of people coming, and they were giving them shovels. Because they had to shovel all up upper deck, and the second deck got buried. The lower deck sometimes, it protects the bottom. But there were so many people shoveling.
I'm talking about the postponement, Sweet Lou, of the game.
Yeah, that's why.
It was scheduled to be on Sunday.
I was for it. There was too much snow. Yep.
So it was basically they couldn't clear out the snow. What about the wind? The wind was a bit high.
Yep.
Let's talk about the games when we do the
results.
Let's
that
talk
way
about the games when we do the results. You're absolutely right. So let's move along. Lou.
Yeah, you want to go through the results?
I do.
Yes.
I mean, we don't have very many.
Right. Not many games, right. The Saturday game, the Browns at the Texans. We all had the Browns, and we all lost that one.
Now,
I got to tell you, I
knew the six games. I knew they would choke. They had,
I had
we
a feeling
all
they were going to win, but, that, you know, feelings don't do
I mean,
shit.
I wanted to change my pick, but I wasn't allowed because I saw it coming. I saw it fucking coming. And, yeah, so I should get a half a point.
Yeah.
No. Fuck it. I am awarding myself half a point.
Oh man.
You don't
okay.
get half a point.
No,
you don't
half.
Get that.
I
no,
am awarding myself half a point.
No. Then I'll award myself and my father half a point, too. So we both have, we all have half a point.
No.
Let's move on to the Chiefs at home, Dolphins visiting. We all had the Chiefs, and we all won.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The Chiefs beat the shit out of them 26-7.
Yep.
Just beat them down.
Oh, man. That was so cold, though. It was so cold over here this last weekend.
Yeah, but and now the Chiefs have to go and play on the road for the first time.
In Buffalo, though. Who cares? They played in the game.
They never played on the road, that team, in the playoffs. The team they have now, the Chiefs. And they have to play the Bills in Buffalo. There's a wow, that's going to be something. Those two guys... Allen and Mahomes, man, that was
first
that
ever playoff game away, right? In his career, first ever one in his career.
Really?
I like to see Kansas City.
Wow.
Kansas City, if they win another Super Bowl, that would be 3 in a row or 2.
Wow. That would be 3 in a row.
No one ever did that.
Would it be? Would it?
If it's 3 in a row.
No, the Rams won. Let me see.
Right. The Chiefs are not going to win.
Right. All right. Let's go to the next game. And the Buffalo Bills were at home. Steelers visiting. We all had the Bills. And the Bills showed good. They won. Their quarterback.
Yeah, the Rams won. The Rams won.
No, the Bills beat the Steelers. Bills at home.
The Bills.
No, but I'm talking about the Super Bowls. That would be 4 Super Bowls in 5 years if they fucking won.
Wow. Mahomes, man. And he could have been a pro baseball player. The Yankees were going to pick him in the draft. And he told them, no, don't do it. I want to play football. Wow. Of course,
Are they going to throw the snow up? Is it supposed to snow?
Yeah,
are they going to throw
if it's dry snow like they had in Buffalo, they were throwing it up in the air. It was like unbelievable, all the people.
Yeah, that looked pretty cool, man. That looked pretty cool.
A couple of them started making snowballs, throwing them at the
I am going to predict that Josh Allen will have 2, possibly 3 interceptions.
Really?
Yeah, he's not as good as everyone says he is, man. He's always good for an interception or 2.
That guy plays better at home. That stadium is weird.
Yeah, well, he's always good for an interception or 2 when it matters most. Sometimes he looks like flat out like Tony Romo out there, man.
It's about 25 miles to Niagara Falls. That place has really.
He's got a bit of the crazy eyes, too.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy eyes.
So we all have the Bills. Next game, Cowboys, Packers, Cowboys at home. We all had the Cowboys, and we all – wow, man, that team, man.
That was unexpected. That was a surprise.
How many people lost money on that game? People thought that was one of those games that, you know, fucking bastards.
Now, imagine how many people won money that bet on whoever they played. Who'd they play?
Yeah. They played the Packers, and no one played the Packers. I bet you. Because the Cowboys were 7.5-point favorites, man. How do you make a team more than a touchdown, and they're shitting their pants? They shit themselves, man.
Yeah, they did, man. They did. You know, if I would have had a fucking barbecue pit, I threw away my barbecue pit, so I don't have one. My grill. If I would have had one, I would have legit burned my fucking shit. I would have.
Let me tell you something. The place we moved into, they left the Dallas Cowboys floor mat there for the outside to wipe your feet. So I put it exactly where it belongs, in the trash can.
Yeah. All right.
I sent Chuck a picture of it. I sent Chuck a picture of the Dallas Cowboys, the mat, in the trash can where it belongs. No offense.
I think
but,
as long as Jerry Jones is on – like he's the coach, he's everything. They're not gonna
Jenny
win
Jones
shit.
Wasn't she on with Chris Kerry, Ricky Lake?
Jerry Jones.
Jenny Jones.
What's his son's name? Alan or something like that.
With Geraldo and Montel and them. Yeah.
Special Delivery Jones. Is that a person?
Yes. SD
hey,
Jones.
Did you guys see the midget wrestling? It's on at 10 o'clock.
I don't. They have a league, these guys.
I don't watch midget wrestling, man.
Yeah, but how did they get a TV contract?
They're midgets, man. They're midgets.
What are you going to do? You can be an elf. You could be a wrestler. You can get tossed.
You know what?
Whatever.
It'd be great to be a manager for one of them little guys. Like, you'd be taller than you walk down, like, what's his name? Paul
I've actually
Heyman.
Seen a midget tossing contest.
Yeah, you go.
They used to do that
them,
back in the day.
Them.
They don't do that anymore. It's you know.
Oh, you're not
they'd probably
to
call
that.
The cops.
That's,
no,
that's
they'd fucking yeah. They'd protest the fucking bar and they'd burn
they're
it down.
They're doing everything. You can't toss a midget nowadays. What the fuck?
You can't
is
even
wrong
say
with
the
you?
Word. It's most, but these guys don't give a shit. These guys are great.
Yeah,
they're
much like us, Lou.
These wrestlers,
we don't give a
yeah,
shit either.
But they're just midgets, and they're great. Top rope, the whole deal, man.
They're just midgets.
I bet you they get injured more.
Oh my goodness.
Definitely, man. Anyway,
am I gonna have to go back and edit this?
No,
why?
Let's go
I'm
to the
fucking
next
around,
game.
Man.
The Lions at home. Rams visiting. We all have the
midget.
Lions. And the Lions were good. They were good.
Yeah, they fucking squeaked by 24-23. That's how
right.
good they were.
And they're going to be at home in the playoffs. That's right.
Well, you know, honestly, on my arm, I have a lion, but it's funny because it has wings on my arm. So there's two teams that could fit the wings prediction possibility with the Ravens and the Lions because I have a winged lion on my tattoo.
You know something?
So,
I wonder if there's going to be a dark horse team like comes out of nowhere.
The Buccaneers,
like,
man. The Buccaneers are the dark horse team. And they could easily fucking shock the fucking
you know why?
Lions
they have a good
and
D.
end it all.
They have a good D, man. That's right.
What if Baker Mayfield goes over there and shines at fucking Ford Field? Sticks
that,
it straight
where,
up the Lions' ass.
They're playing the Ravens, right?
They barbecue the fucking Lions, man. Put them on a sword.
Oh, the Lions, they're playing in their dome stadium.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were
that's
asking
gonna,
Nick Vols about the weather.
Game.
He was like, what the fuck, the weather?
You know, the Buccaneers have a legitimate shot, really. We'll go over the, you know, later who's favored and who isn't. Anyway, let's go to the next one. The last game was the Buccaneers at home. Eagles were visiting. We all had the Eagles. And we
Buccaneers
lose.
Beat the shit out of them 32-9.
The Eagles are like Dallas, but not as bad as Dallas because this is really the first year they've been shit in the last
How
few.
How could it be that it's not as bad as Dallas? They were in the fucking Super Bowl last year, sweet
right,
Lou.
Right. And they.
I mean, their expectations should have been bigger than Dallas.
They laid an egg this year, and they can't blame the quarterback. You know, come on, man. You can't
hey,
blame
but wait a
that
minute,
hand.
Man.
In,
I think
that
it's
hand
a complete. It's a complete overreaction. The talk that I'm fucking hearing and seeing about Nick Sirianni getting fired. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I know. I read that. They should
get the fuck out of here. Why would they fire this guy?
After one bad year, after he wins the Super Bowl a year ago? No.
Yeah, no, if he has a bad year next year, then you see a pattern.
No.
But, I mean, come on.
No.
Is it really
no.
his fault that the fucking team? I mean, yeah, obviously it is. He's the head guy. But, man, here's the reality. These motherfuckers lost the last six out of their last seven games.
Right.
They lost
right.
six out of their last seven games. I'm sorry, six out of their last seven games.
They
what
haven't
the
showed
fuck?
At all, man. They showed shit. That's right.
What the fuck happened to the fucking Eagles?
That's right.
Nobody
I mean,
knows.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I fucking hate them. I fucking hate them.
They were doing
shit.
So well. They were doing so good. So the
there
point
was
the
point
the
when
of,
we all fucking picked them in the Super Bowl.
Holly was giving the points. I know.
The point
well, no,
so
I didn't
far,
pick them. I didn't pick them. Excuse me. I didn't pick them. I picked the 49ers and three teams, 49ers, Ravens, and the Dolphins. But Dolphins are out. 49ers are still in play. And the Ravens are still in play. But that's not what we're doing now.
Who has wings? So
the Ravens.
Lou has 3.5. I have 3.5, and Chuck has 3.5.
All
we're
right.
tied.
Now,
at
though,
3.
It'll start 5. Getting interesting.
I told
you, want,
you I was
do
going
the
to give myself a half a point.
And I gave my. You can't with the game with those with such short games. You can't do that with so with. There's like only like four games, and it's going to be decided by like a one or.
I
one
felt
or
like
two.
I wanted a half a point. I'm not disagreeing with you guys giving yourselves a half a point either. But I wanted
okay,
a half
good.
A point. Damn it.
Okay. Well,
there's
we'll
no.
Give,
I'm not disputing
it. Either.
I'm not disputing your half point. I just know I
okay.
wanted mine.
So you want to do the picture after the break?
Oh, my goodness. We're there already?
Perfect.
I don't
it's
know.
Perfect timing.
It's 27
right?
after. It's up to you. We're already on.
Yeah,
the
show is really
minutes.
Flying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
yep.
freaks and geeks. Yeah,
then
the show is
that,
really flying. So, hey, we're going to come back, and what are we doing, Lou?
There's something where they have, where they say the coaches will probably go, all the good ones.
Yeah, let's talk a little, and then we'll end with.
We're
going to
talk a little about the coaching
right.
situations going
right,
on, and who's moving, and what movement there's
yeah.
been. And
Draft,
yeah, we're going to catch up on some more NFL news,
okay.
and then we will do our picks for the divisional rounds right here on Pigskin Nation, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned. Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
The Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me
Chuck Amuck, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Boogie Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, coming soon, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
Parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the Valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Pigskin Nation. It's great of you to join us. I am Chucky Pigskin, and joining me, Sweet Lou from Brooklyn Matters, and his son, the United World Champion, President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. And we are indeed talking football, the divisional round, guys. But first,
let's go over some of the coaching. You know,
there
where
you
they
go.
Feel they'll go. All right, the Falcons, right? Look at the interview list. My God. Mike McDonald from the Bengals, Brian Callahan from the 49ers, Steve Wilkes, Panthers, Edgerio Averro, Ravens, Coach Anthony Weaver, former Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick, Aaron Glenn from the Rams, Raheem Morris, Lions, Ben Johnson, Raiders interim head coach Antonio Pierce, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. Look at all those guys there. Interview list. They got to go through so many.
Harbaugh's going to be interviewed by many people.
The owner, Arthur Blank, 81 years old, pulled the plug on a long-term build to win now. While the NFC South lacks a Super Bowl contender, he is seen as a player-friendly but not meddlesome owner, leaving football operations to general manager Terry Fontenot. 1 year after foolishly not making an offer to franchise quarterback Lamar Jackson, he was on the Falcons, Lamar Jackson, right? So that's what happened. He left the team. Yeah, and so that's it, because it's a, you know, regular, more just, oh, with the number one pick, right. But wait a minute, I had that. 1 year after making without making an offer to Lamar Jackson, to stick with a quarterback by the name of Terry Heinzel, Desmond Ridder rotation. The Falcons are the likeliest trade partner well, with the Chicago Bears, when they deal either Justin Fields or the number one pick in the draft, one of the NFL's best offensive line and three offensive playmakers drafted with top 10 picks are in place. The prediction is that Belichick goes to the Falcons. That's what he said. So I said that he's going to the Falcons. The Panthers. Yeah, my God. You want me to read these big, long lists of players?
No,
they're gonna,
just pick notable, pick anybody notable.
Pick the right, notable. The good ones, people that I know, man, really. So the Panthers, really, nobody. The rumor is that owner is meddlesome. You know? It says that there are 32 of these jobs, so don't turn one down, but this is one to avoid the Panthers. Hot-tempered owner David Tepper pulled a quick trigger on Matt Rhule with a $34 million left on his contract and then fired Frank Reich before his first season wasn't even up. The competition is great for Ben Johnson, who figures to be the number one on his list. The Panthers have holes everywhere and limited resources to fill them because all their trade all-in trade to draft a quarterback, Bryce Young, with the number one overall pick. Young struggled mightily as a rookie. The prediction is Smith becomes the coach. My brother-in-law.
Smith.
What's his name is Smith.
Nobody
wants to work for the Panthers, man. They're the worst piece of crap. Plus, the owner is a hothead. Forget it, man. Anyway, the Seahawks have a short list. They want the guy Quinn, Everell, Morris, Smith. They want this guy, Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, who's good, or the Raiders defensive coordinator Graham. It has felt like Quinn's job to lose since the moment Pete Carroll was cast aside. Quinn won a Super Bowl as Carroll's defensive coordinator in 2013 and later led the Falcons back to the big game. General manager John Snyder is a smart drafter and an aggressive trader. Spotty a track record, so the Seahawks sit in a no-man's land as a playoff contender far away from a championship contender. The NFC West is a gauntlet, especially with no long-term answer at quarterback to feed a dynamic trio of receivers. They have good receivers. If Carroll indeed remains on as an advisor, as it was said, that's tricky looking over the shoulder dynamic to navigate former Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, who joined the list soon. Prediction: Quinn goes to the Seahawks. Now the Chargers. Wow, man, there's still a lot of teams. You want me
no,
to go to
no,
Washington?
No,
no, man,
no.
It's going to take too long, right?
Yeah,
so
it's going to take way
actually,
too long.
Harbaugh's going to go to the Chargers, he says, right? And the Commanders are going to hire some guy Slowick, the Titans, Ben Johnson.
Some guy Slowick, that's the offensive coordinator
yeah,
for the Houston Texans.
Right, the Raiders are going to hire...
Formerly of the 49ers.
Pierce is going to stay with the Raiders. The Cowboys, prediction, Carroll goes to the Cowboys. I could see that, Pete Carroll going to the Cowboys if they...
No, they're going to keep fucking Doughboy.
Why would they keep that fat jackass instead of him, right?
They got Doughboy.
I mean, I used to be fat, man. Anyway, the Eagles, they say Vrabel. But they picked Vrabel for another team. So it's between the Eagles with Vrabel and one other team says for Bill. But I forgot. Anyway, that's it. And
well, that's
Dan
it. There
Quinn.
You go.
I think Dan Quinn would be the best coach, and Harbaugh, those two. If I was an owner or a coach, I'd go for them.
And so they're saying Belichick to the Falcons? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, a perfect marriage. Because he'll have control. He'll be able to bring his sons with him. He has two sons that are with him. One is, I think they're...
Yeah, but are the Falcons contenders? Like, can they be contenders? What is
they have
draft
the number one. They have a good quarterback. They drafted a quarterback. Right?
No, I know, but what is their where are they draft picking? So they're not gonna high up in the draft.
I don't know where they're drafting. If they won six games or less, they got a good. The Giants got the sixth pick, so I don't know, man, what the record was for the Falcons. Can anybody look that up to see what the Falcons?
Listen, if the Falcons take Belichick, Belichick might trade up to get number one and. Or no, he likes the quarterback, but never mind.
They said that the Falcons are going to go for Fields or the number one pick. It says here, I read it to you guys. Where is it? Said it right here. Wait a minute. The Falcons are the likeliest trade partner for the Bears.
The Falcons will have the number 8 overall pick in the 2024 draft.
Oh, so
and if they trade up, if they have Belichick and they trade up, that's going to be, he might want to take that just for that because there's that rumor.
Yeah, but they might want the number one pick. They're going to either go for the number one pick or Justin Fields, the Falcons. It says here, I just
so
said,
we have 24... 24 of the first 32 first-round picks
Giants
are now available.
The six, right?
The Chicago Bears have the number one pick, followed
right.
by the Washington Redskins, followed by the New England Patriots. Number four is the Arizona Cardinals. Number five is the Los Angeles Chargers. Number six is the Giants. Number seven is the Titans. Number eight is the Falcons. Number nine is the Bears. Number 10, the Jets. And number 11, Minnesota Vikings. Number 12, Denver Broncos. Number 13, Las Vegas, the Raiders. New Orleans Saints, pick 14. Pick 15 is going to be Indianapolis. 16 is Seattle. 17 is Jacksonville, pick 18, Cincinnati Bengals, and pick 19, the Los Angeles Rams, followed by number 20, Pittsburgh Steelers, 21, Miami Dolphins, 22, Philadelphia, and pick number 23, Houston Texans. The pick was acquired from the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Pick number 24 will be Dallas Cowboys, and that's where we're at right now.
What's his name? What's the the team that had the most wins?
Chicago has got to trade that pick away
not the Panthers. What team had the most wins?
The Ravens.
Ravens, right. What pick do they have?
They haven't been determined yet.
Oh, I see. They'll probably get the last pick, 24th or something. It has to be.
They haven't been determined yet.
Right. So
neither have the 49ers or the Lions.
Anybody
or the
that's
Chiefs.
Outside the top 10, if you like, from 10 on, it's like, the players start dropping off in this draft. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, there's always good second and third rounders.
Right,
shit,
you don't
man.
Know. That's true. Tom Brady was wanted almost the last pick or something like that. Tom Brady, they said, was wanted the pick like what round did he go in? They said
He went in the last round. He was Mr. Irrelevant, the very last pick.
Wow. And he became the GOAT, the greatest ever.
Yeah. That was his determination that did that.
And when you saw him when he first came out of college, he looked like a skinny kid, man. That,
right, he looked like a fucking scrawny fucking little bastard, man.
And he
straight out the fucking trailer, man. Of course, we all know that wasn't the case. Yeah, Vanilla Midget. Oh, yeah.
You want to know something? He's not a bad guy. He loves his kids. And he keeps his kids out of the cameras. You don't know what Brady's kids look like. Some of these people, man, they put their kids in front of TV cameras every chance they got. Yep.
Yeah, that's some people, yeah. Hey, let's move along.
Okay.
The divisional round, baby.
Divisional round, that's right.
It starts this Saturday. That's the 20th.
That's going to be something, man. Now the
football gets very interesting. Are you kidding me, T-Rock? You booked a show during the Packers 49ers? The fuck were you thinking?
You want to make the picks for these few games, man? These four games?
Let's go.
Okay. The Ravens are at home, and the Texans are visiting them for the divisional playoff Saturday, right? And there's a 9-point favorite, the Ravens. And you want to know something? This is crazy, this game, man. I'm going with the Ravens.
I mean,
but who knows?
Here's the thing, Sweet Lou.
Chuck,
the Ravens,
your Texans. In this game.
Well, let me tell you, man, and also let me add on. The Ravens have never had to play from behind this year.
They are healthy because they've been off for 2 weeks.
So imagine if C.J. Stroud goes out there and does like he did to the Browns.
I would love to see two immediate touchdowns. I picked the Ravens. I love that team, the Texans. I'm just saying, If you go against the Texans, that's wild, man. It's up to you, though. It's your pick.
Yeah, and it is wild because I've got the Ravens.
Okay, yeah. You know what, man? There's so many people going to bet. They're going to bet the Texans, man.
Man, but it could happen. You never know. The Texans could pull a fucking Green Bay on the Ravens.
9-point favorite, though. That got me, and Ravens are at home.
That kid,
and
Jordan Love.
And Odell Beckham gets an extra week rest. Lamar Jackson, extra week rest. Everybody's healthy on that team.
Yeah, and then C.J. Stroud comes in and puts it right
what
up their ass.
Hollywood, who do you want?
Well, you know.
You want the Ravens?
Honestly. Well, yeah, okay.
Oh, you almost took the Texans. This is going to be some game because this is the playoffs. Wow.
That guy,
all right,
Jordan Love from the Green Bay Packers, he said, we came in with the mindset that we were going to dominate, and that's exactly what we did. I would love to hear that fucking pregame speech.
Jordan Love,
I would love to fucking
like Aaron
hear it.
Rodgers. Throwing
man,
off his back foot,
he
right?
Beat the fuck out of that defense, man.
That's
just
the
fucking
offense.
He was in surgery the whole fucking afternoon.
You know,
man.
The offensive coordinator for the Packers, what's his name? He's well known. I forgot. He's been like calling plays for like Aaron Rodgers. Now this guy, I'm telling you, man. Even Aaron Rodgers tweets him after
Adam
every Stenovich. Game. What?
Adam Stenovich?
No. Is that what it says for sure? Who's the coach, though?
No, let's see here.
No. Coach and offensive coordinator.
Yeah, it's that Adam Stenovich.
All right. Who's the coach?
Their coach is, let's see, what's this guy's name? Oh, yeah, Matt LaFleur.
Right, that's the guy.
Yeah, that's the guy, well known.
He's a good coach, right. Oh, man. Let's go to the next Saturday game. The 49ers at home, 9.5-point favorites over the Pack. This game,
man,
I'm sticking with the 49ers because I've been going with them all year. So I'm going with them.
Man, can you imagine if the Pack go in there and do to the fucking 49ers what they did
I
to
know.
Dallas? Holy crap.
That would be something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but,
that would be.
No,
holy fuck,
happen.
Man.
9.5 points.
Yeah,
it's
not going to happen. But so put me – I mean, it's a great thought. And believe
right.
me, I will be rooting for the fucking Packers. Can't stand
I'll tell
them.
You,
I will be fucking rooting for
the
fucking
Texans
Packers.
The Texans and the Packers, a lot of people are going to be rooting for them. Put me –
I still say that the 49ers are going to be in the Super Bowl. So I got the 49ers. So.
Yeah, man,
all
49ers.
Right. Okay, let's go with that. And all right, now the Sunday game.
Oh,
the Lions are at home, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are visiting, and the Lions are 6.5-point favorites. And you know something? In this game, I'm taking the Buccaneers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, I don't care about 6.5. Baker Mayfield. Good
man.
Defense. They have a good defense.
Oh,
and
God.
There's no weather problems inside a stadium with a roof. Even if it's cold and snowy outside, they don't call games in Detroit unless there's something outside where the people can't get there or something.
Oh, my goodness, man. This is a tough fucking pick, man.
The hardest pick is the next game. I think.
I'm going to go Lions.
Okay, Chuck.
Put me down for the Lions, too.
Okay. Okay. Now, the last game is the Buffalo Bills at snowy Buffalo at home against the Kansas City Chiefs on the road for the first time.
Oh, my God.
Mahomes' career. And the Bills are 2.5-point favorite only. And I'm going with the Chiefs. This is where
oh,
I thought Dearest is right. Yep.
I'm going with the Chiefs too, man.
Okay, Chuck. Because 2.5 points is not even a field goal. You know?
I'm going with
and
the Chiefs. They're
Buffalo
going to galvanize.
So
they're going to galvanize, and they're going to be in the fucking championship game against the Houston Texans.
The Chiefs,
in Houston.
They're going to go for that record this year. And I think that Mahomes is getting better and better every game. Now he won 2 in a row, right? So it's cool. Hollywood, who do you want?
I want Buffalo.
Okay.
Ooh.
This is where it start. You'll start to see. Yep. It's like even in Vegas and all these guys that have, like, they count the wins with all the riders, sports riders. And you got to see the winner wins always by, like, 4, 6, you know. And there's a lot of people that are tied and stuff.
Next week I'll have the percentages we got over the season for our record.
Oh,
I'd
my
like
goodness.
To know what percent, because you finished at like 166, Chuck, but how many games were there, and then, you know, what's that percentage? Because wouldn't you like to know how right you were over the entire season?
Well, yeah, that's not...
Indeed,
you know,
I would. Oh, yes, that would be greatly appreciated.
So come back, you guys got to tune in next time then. And listen for that. And they can also go back to the first or second episode. Because the first episode, there's a lot of technical difficulties for the first 10 minutes or something. But you could hear our predictions and for the Super Bowl. So we should also go back in there and get some of that audio for one of the shows, for our Super Bowl show, so we can hear ourselves predicting from the first show what we're – so you're gonna have to, they're going to have to tune in for that too. Our Super Bowl show is going to be great.
You know, something, our picks are going to all start veering now. You see, we all pick the same last week, but not this week. There's two games that I think that, like, my pick, the Buccaneers.
Is there another game, or is that it?
No, that's it. That's
okay,
all.
Good. That's all, folks.
But, you know, what else you want to talk about?
I don't know. What about the any of the quarterbacks doing shitty, doing good? Like,
They say that Caleb Williams will be number one from USC. And after him is the guy from Washington State. Right?
Penix.
I think
Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, he'll
Jr.
be up there. There's like three or four quarterbacks. They said there's going to be a rush on quarterbacks because everybody's looking for quarterbacks. Yep.
They said the number one pick was like Mahomes except with a stronger arm, which is interesting.
Right, that's Caleb Williams could run like him, and he's got the height. He could make every throw, you know. He's great, that guy, man. I forgot how many 400-yard games he's thrown for already.
So is Chicago going to really draft him, or are they going to trade the first pick?
That's what they're saying, that this guy predicts the Falcons are going to try to go for either Fields or the pick.
Somebody's going to make Chicago an offer they can't refuse. Somebody's going to make them a lot. Somebody is going to give them like three number ones in the next
if
4 years.
If they don't want to go. Of course, look, Fields, what is it?
Who needs a quarterback that was close to the playoffs? Who needs a quarterback that was, you know,
the Cowboys
was
need
a good
fucking
team.
Quarterback. They need to get rid of that fucking trash that is fucking Dak Prescott.
There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be on the trade block.
But they're not. And that's why I got to burn my shit.
Why?
They're going to stick with fucking Dak Prescott. They're going to stick with fucking Mike McCarthy. And they're just fucking pissing me off.
Dak Prescott, how many years did he, like, drop the ball? Three in a row?
He's fucking awful, man. He's never been able to win the big fucking game, even when he thought he was. These motherfuckers were on automatic pilot.
All the sports writers all over the country make fun of the Dallas Cowboys. You know that? Oh, they'll make believe they're going to win, and then when it comes down to the big games, they just...
That's exactly what happened this fucking game. They were out there fucking playing make-believe.
Yep.
The Green Bay Packers came in with a fucking mindset that they were going to dominate, and that's exactly what the fuck they did.
That's right. And look, that game, man, they were getting killed.
It was fucking sickening, Sweet Lou.
I know. Really, I didn't expect that, really, at all, from that team.
Nobody did. Even the fucking analysts who covered the fucking game, what channel was it on? Was it on Fox? Yeah, it had to be. Fox and the Cowboys are fucking like two peas in a pod. So all those motherfuckers picked the Cowboys to win.
Yeah.
You can tell
some of them guys are rooting. You ever see that? Some of them rooting. They're almost like
motherfuckers.
They're not supposed to root for anybody. They're supposed to be neutral. That's right. And you could tell, what's his name? The guy that used to be the quarterback for Dallas. He's the color man.
Tony Romo?
Yeah. Sometimes I can't stand that guy, man. Really, he's such a homer. He's a homer like crazy.
He's a homer.
And besides that, he says, I told you they were going to do this or something like that. Yeah, he changes everything around to make it look like he predicted it. Really.
He's such a fucking homer.
He's a homer. Right. There's no such thing as, like, neutral with him. That's right.
There's no such thing as neutral at all. It's very crazy. It's wonderful and horrible at the same time.
He's a homer.
Homer.
All right.
Homer used to be a player played for the Giants, Homer Jones.
But
he was a receiver.
Homer Jones, he's the Cowboys, right? That's the guy on the Cowboys, Homer Jones?
No, there used to be a guy on the Giants years ago, Homer Jones. a fast runner and
but you mean Jenny Jones was not that
it's fucking Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson, right.
Fuck Homer Jones. I don't know goddamn Homer Jones. It's Homer Simpson, damn it.
Hey, let me ask you something. I don't watch this. How's that show Schitt's Creek?
Oh, it's great, but you gotta watch it from the beginning.
No, man, you guys got to stop talking about this shit now. I will end the fucking show right now, this fucking minute. This second.
We're on Schitt's Creek.
Fucking Schitt's Creek. Come on now.
Okay. It's time to say night.
Yeah. Guys, did we really have a one-hour show?
Yeah. We started at, look.
Tune
over
in
here it's
Saturday is all I said.
An hour, exactly, right now.
Yeah. And tune in Saturday for UWA, 6 p.m. Mountain. What time is that? 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. wherever you are.
8 p.m.? 8 p.m. All right. So, yeah, tune in for that.
No.
UWA.
It's 7 my time.
So what time is that
right?
My time?
It's 8 your time.
No,
it's not the same time. I'm in Mountain. He's in Central. He's in Central time zone.
Is
so
it there
it 2
hours
8 o'clock,
in the
yeah.
parts of Texas? Like Colorado? It's 2 hours.
It's cold different. As fuck over here, man.
Yeah, that's the whole country.
It was like 2 degrees. What do you got, like 27?
Over here.
I mean, it was in the
20s. Cold, yeah, tomorrow night it's going down.
It's cold as fuck, man.
Listen, it was 26 today, and everybody was out with their shorts. They're like, oh, it's so hot. Because it's been like -3 for a week. Everybody was saying it's so hot today. 23 it was. It's hot.
Cut the shit, hot. Man. It was cold as fuck here. It was in the 20s here, too. Hey.
Right.
But, hey, thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week and the week after for our Super Bowl show or whenever it is. But, yeah, tune in. Pigskin Nation. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network for Sweet Lou from Brooklyn Matters. And the United World Champion, President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. I am Chucky Pigskin. Peace!
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.